AM Columbus, W224 EG Madison, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Vice President Kamala Harris on the campaign trail following the decision by President Biden on Sunday to forego his reelection bid. ABC Chief White House Correspondent Mary Bruce has more.
Kamala Harris is hitting the ground running. Her first campaign rally in Battleground, Wisconsin, electrifying a crowd of 3,000 supporters.
We have doors to knock on. We have phone calls to make. We have voters to register. And we have an election to win.
Harris, already now the presumptive Democratic nominee, as President Biden prepares to address the nation about his historic decision to bow out of the race.
Donald Trump will hold a campaign rally today in North Carolina, but it will be held indoors, unlike the rally outdoors, where Trump was nearly assassinated by a gunman on a roof. Also delivering a speech today in Washington, Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. He will be addressing both houses of Congress this afternoon. 200 protesters arrested in D.C. Tuesday. This is ABC.
This news report is sponsored by Wisconsin Capital Management, LLC, serving their clients for 40 years. Visit wiscap.com.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Wisconsin just broke a record for capital investments. The Wisconsin Economic Development Corporation says more than $2.4 billion was invested in Wisconsin in fiscal year 2024. The old mark was $1.8 billion. The biggest projects include the Keekaman expansion in Walworth and the Purina pet food plant in Jefferson. Vice President Kamala Harris kicking off her new presidential campaign in Battleground, Wisconsin. She spoke to a crowd of supporters at a high school in West Allis yesterday.
This campaign is not just about us versus Donald Trump. This campaign is about who we fight for.
Harris has secured enough pledged delegates to win the Democratic Party nomination. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
This is news from WMDX Madison. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. A big break in a devastating story. Madison police have made an arrest in the murder of a 15-year-old on the east side last year. Kaisha Miller's death really rocked the community last October. Three other teens were hurt in the shooting, including her sister. Authorities ended up finding more than 50 rounds of ammunition outside the Harmony Apartments where it happened. At the time, police had surveillance footage showing four suspects getting out of a car before the shooting. Madison Police Chief Sean Barnes says they've spent the last 9 months following the evidence, including finding that car, which did have DNA inside. A Madison 21-year-old was first arrested on Sunday on drug and gun charges. Then officials were able to link him to the shooting. He's now charged with homicide, three counts of attempted homicide, and other crimes. But their work isn't over yet. Police say they want to arrest all the people responsible. We'll learn more when Chief Sean Barnes holds a press conference this afternoon. And that's what you need to know. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson, WMDX News.
A rainy day in Green Bay. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Day two of the Packers training camp turned into a washout.
Christ, I'm running for cover.
Heavy rains falling on fans and players, but head coach Matt LaFleur kept them out there, despite it being nearly impossible for some of the receivers to catch the football, like Dontavian Wicks, who was asked about the forecast.
It was supposed to rain like 7 this morning, but we wasn't supposed to have rain at practice.
Fun?
Yeah, it's always fun to be in the rain, but, you know, get a little advantage to the defense sometimes.
Still nothing new on the Jordan Love deal. Baseball, the Brewers' Colin Ray pitched 5 scoreless innings on the way to a 1-0 shutout of the Cubs in Chicago after they got off to a late start because of rain. The Brewers' Christian Yelich, who's been dealing with a sore back, had to leave the game in pain in the 6th inning. Manager Pat Murphy asked what he thought watching Yelly head for the dugout.
My thoughts. Those are my thoughts.
That's Pat Murphy. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
Mostly cloudy this morning, gradually clearing as we head into the afternoon, and we may catch an isolated shower or thunder shower today. Our high 77. Tonight, partly cloudy, 58. Tomorrow, sunny, 80. We'll get to 82 on Friday, then warmer and more humid with highs in the mid-80s for the weekend. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 65.
Do you owe back taxes? Call Tax Solutions now and get some help. For a limited time, the IRS offers a tax forgiveness program called the Fresh Start Initiative. Our team can make it easier for you to pay back taxes, avoid tax liens, and get a fresh start.
I call Tax Solutions now, and they got the IRS off my back.
Call Tax Solutions now. 800-281-8193. 800-281-8193. 800-281-8193.
Wisconsin Capital Management in Madison is a registered investment advisory firm and has been serving their clients for the past 40 years. The firm is focused on providing investment advisory services to its affiliated mutual funds. Their approach to investment management is designed to provide competitive performance over the entire business cycle. Their clients rely on them to manage their assets through the fluctuations of market cycles, and they strive to outperform over the long term. For information, visit wiscap.com.
Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, Donald Trump likes to say he surrounds himself with all the best people. We'll get to know a few of those a little bit better. And Dr. Laura Hanks with public service announcement. Don't miss it.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings at 11.
Mad Radio, WMDX, Madison's home for the John and Gordy Show.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
This is my fight song. Take back my life song. Prove I'm alright song. And I don't really care if nobody else believes. Cause I've still got a lot of fight left in me.
The vast majority of my senators quickly and enthusiastically endorsed her. So now that the process has played out, from the grassroots bottom up, we are here today to throw our support behind Vice President Kamala Harris.
I thought Chuck Schumer's going to start breakdancing in a second.
I saw, yeah.
You don't even have to have the sound up on your TV to see how happy. I've never seen Jim Clyburn smile. And he just.
He's not a smiler. Yeah.
Joy. Joy is back. Can I have my Happy Joy song? People feel joy. Wow, did you see that crowd for Kamala Harris? Electric!
They had to move
She was electric! Oh my God, this is the case prosecuted against Trump the way we wanted to hear it. And it, oh my God, funny, smart. Did you see how she's like, Project 2025, can you believe they wrote that now?
We have that.
She was fantastic.
Yeah.
Oh my God, the polling, more and more Americans know about Project 2025. Good job, everybody.
Yep.
And the of course, the minute people know what it is, the approval goes through the, speaking of approval going through the basement, J.D. Vance.
Oh, honey. Oh.
First of all, I don't even know where to start. By the way, we deserve every moment of this joy. Don't let anyone take this joy away from you right now.
Nope.
Let's enjoy every second of this for the next 100 days.
Jeez.
First of all, the first poll, it's been a day. Kamala Harris has pulled 2 points of Donald Trump in the very first poll.
Yep.
I know it's early in polls.
Polls are BS until you find what you like.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
They got no convention bounce.
No.
I mean, what did I say? I was like, this may be the first line convention speech that actually hurts you instead of, right?
J.D. Donald Vance Trump is pulling him down.
Yes, and J.D. Vance is, oh my God, dragging him way down.
Yeah.
Oh my God. How long before he divorces him like a wife? By the way, somebody said if Kamala Harris raises any more money, Melania is going to marry her.
Yeah.
Money.
I really wouldn't put it past Donald Trump to change out Vice President.
Oh, yeah, like wives.
Yeah, well, no, like, the Democrats can do it, so I'm going to do it, too. You know, that's
By the way, did we talk about Melania totally avoiding his kiss after his speech? She was like, be best you not touch me with your cat anus lips. Okay.
Also, best.
Oh, and then he spurned Tiffany. Tiffany went to kiss him when he went out, and he just, nah.
Yeah, it's like, who are you?
Nah. Where's Ivanka? Okay, I don't, you know what? I don't even know where to start with all the lovely. Somebody's already filed articles of impeachment against Kamala Harris? Because, what are you doing? What's happening? Is there an emergency?
Something.
Oh, all right. I'll just talk it myself then. Hello. Thank you, Ray, tweeted, Stephanie Miller was laughing about Hannity trying to scare people about Kamala Harris by saying she will steal your straws. He's literally grasping at straws. That's how you use the word literally. I need you all to take notes. Thank you. He was literally said, I hate paper straws. So, meanwhile, they filed, I think the impeachment is for something, something. Hang on, I'll have. Oh, immigration? Yes.
Yes.
Because they won't pass the immigration bill because Trump told them not to, but somehow they have to impeach Kamala Harris for that. And then also, someone else was going to impeach. I can't remember. It's going to impeach her for something else. And then, hang on. Hold. Oh, 25th Amendment. Oh, I know what the other impeachment thing is.
What?
Oh, because she was hiding President Biden's condition from the American people. So, and then also something else.
Yes.
Something.
Yes.
They want her to 25th Amendment.
Uh-huh.
Okay. Wow.
Uh-huh.
Literally and figuratively grasping for straws.
Yeah.
They do not know what to do. They don't know what to do.
They don't.
And by the way, all these racist, sexist attacks, they're like her superpower. You can tell they are, it is just making her stronger.
Right.
I mean, I love these threads. They're making me cry. This, I understand the assignment, right?
Uh-huh.
People identifying who they are and saying, I understand the assignment. I think I should get on a call for Dead Inside White Ladies. Because they've already had, you know, the Zoom calls for
right.
black guys and black ladies. I'm just saying I should be in charge of dead inside white ladies who screwed Hillary Clinton over in 2016. I mean, I didn't, but you know what I'm saying.
Right.
I could be their leader.
Yeah.
Yeah. I feel like something really bad. You know what? Here's what I have to go to my regular doctor today. I had to get out of the Kaiser maze because my ear is plugged and it has been for several days and I have to get on a plane to Atlanta Friday.
Uh-huh.
And you, because you're a helper, because you're a liberal helper, you said, I am quite certain it is a spider that has gone in there and laid eggs.
Yep. And it's an egg sac pressing
John,
against your...
John, who's going to be a nurse, was like, it's fine. It happens to me once a year. It's wax. See, that's why he's here, because you're a D. You are a bastard person.
A spider has laid an egg sac and it's pressing up against your eardrum and it's about ready to hatch.
You know what? Some days, as happy, you know what? No one can steal my joy, but you can come close.
I do my best.
All right.
We're taking care of something that you don't need to worry your pretty little head about. Just be a figurehead.
All right, then. This is very exciting. Can I just tell you, I cannot wait to get to Atlanta. Representative Hank Johnson is joining us on panel, and we always are working on different surprises. Ellie Mistal is going to join the panel in New York City.
Yeah, that's
going to
be amazing.
That is like a mega panel. Who do we have? Hang on. Who do we have for America? Rude Pundit, Dean Obadala, Noel Castler, Malcolm Nance, and just added Ellie Mistal. It's a mega panel in New York City. That is August 3rd.
Cast of thousands.
Yeah, still working on. We are just so raring to go for.
So we've got
Atlanta.
The cast of Gandhi for
yes.
New York.
Yes, and Ben Hur.
Okay,
both casts together. Okay, our part, and I'm just telling you, maybe I'm psychic, Chris. Maybe that's what it is.
Or psycho.
Yeah. God, who can say? You know, it's just one letter.
It's early.
But we, the partner we chose, because we said, you know, we've given to Sexy Liberal Causes for the whole 13 years we've been doing Sexy Liberal Tour. This time we were like, it is just get out the vote, and it is just to create a blue wave. It's not, didn't want nonpartisan, we didn't want select groups, we wanted getting out the vote. So we selected Grassroots Democrats HQ.
Yep.
They just sent me an email, wanted you to see the recent press release from the Harris campaign identifying Grassroots Democrats HQ as one of the leading advocacy groups that came out in support behind Vice President Harris. And there they are from my Harris email. Mm-hmm. The HQ thanks President Biden for his decades of steadfast service to our nation. We follow President Biden's endorsement of Vice President Harris with great pride. Look forward to mobilizing volunteers and voters across the nation in support of her historic campaign. So when you support Sexy Liberal Tour, you are also supporting them, and we are so, so excited. Again, Representative Hank Johnson,
yep.
African-American congressman, attorney, I mean, a perfect person to talk to this Saturday. And we, again, always working on other stuff
yep.
for Atlanta this Saturday, so we can, sexyliberal.com. Cannot wait to see you.
Can't wait.
All right. Yeah, this is, okay, hang on 1 second. Oh, then, I can't pick the things that make me happiest sometimes. So, it looks like Elon Musk, he knows a loser when he sees one, so he has backed off his plan to give Donald Trump $45 million a month.
Oh, yeah.
He's like, I'm out, loser.
Yeah.
And This is my favorite tweet. Lazy Boss said, one con man conned another con man by conning him to take a con man for his vice president in exchange for $45 million a month, only to be conned by the initial con man. Now the con man is stuck with a con man as his VP. Well played, Republicans. Very well played.
Yep.
Bully on you. Yeah, the CNN data analyst said, I've never seen this in however many years. Because normally you get a bounce from the vice presidential pick right away.
Right.
Even Goldwater Miller. Which, by the way, thank you for all of your write-in thoughts that I should be Kamala's vice presidential pick. But historically, it has not gone well for America.
They want
picking a Miller from my family.
They won a state or two, didn't they?
Six.
Six?
Who's
okay.
counting? Who's counting? Me. Also, oh my God, could I have some Girl from Ipanema? Oh, okay. I just want to say, I found out too. Would you like to know some fun facts about Vice President Kamala Harris, future president?
Sure.
Okay. First of all, I just think it's a sign. She was born in 1964, the year my dad ran for. Never mind. Isn't it in your box?
No, it's not.
Okay. Never mind. I'll just use this music. Okay.
Sean took it out when
the Stephanie Miller Show, just for this segment about Kamala Harris's generation, will suspend the big lie to talk about Mama's real birthday. Then we will immediately go back to the big lie. Thank you. Okay. Kamala Harris was born Also, she's a Libra like me. She was born in October 1964, and so she is like me in Generation Jones, which is what is like you're a very young boomer, but not quite a Gen X, because I heard that Bob Seska, who joins us later, and Jen Kirkman have claimed her as Gen X, but she is not.
She is Gen X. She's Gen X.
No, she's not. She was born in 64. Gen X starts in 65. She's Generation Jones like me,
she's
which is that
months.
Little sliver of people that they're very young baby boomers, not quite.
Okay. We'll let you have
okay.
it.
Okay. Oh, no, bring it back up. I'll do this now. And now we go back to the big lie in which Mama was born in 1981 and is 42 years old, as told by Carol Burnett and also the nurse's station at my mom's hospital. Thank you. Okay, back to your regularly scheduled delusion.
She's 3 months shy.
It's exciting. And first of all, for women, oh, my God, that someone in her 50s is being called young. We're like, yay, first time ever.
Is this the first presidential candidate that's younger than you?
Yes. Barack Obama is my age, exactly.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Wow.
Chris has dragged me back into reality, and now I send you back into the big line, which I am 42.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
So J.D. Vance would be younger than you, right?
Yeah. Yes.
If you were 42.
He's even younger than my age.
Right.
Okay, and also, did I mention a giant drag on the ticket?
The biggest drag.
Well, that's what they were saying. He was a cocky pick. They thought they had this in the bag, Chris.
Yep.
This was to, you know, expand their stupid racist base. This wasn't to appeal to anyone else in the middle or swing voters, etc. Oh, my God, I love this, too. Our report tonight on CNN, J.D. Vance repeatedly indicated in 2016 he believed Trump committed repeated sexual assault.
Uh-huh.
You know what I'm thinking? He's actually not a bad VP pick on our side because no one's made the case against America's Hitler quite as eloquently as he has in the past.
This is true.
He really has a record that he could run on. What did he say? He's an idiot. He's a cynical hole.
Yeah.
America's Hitler. What else? Did I miss anything? He questioned Trump's credibility over his accusers and even tweeted, what percentage of the American population has Trump sexually assaulted? Maybe he could debate himself in the old, he could
you
debate
know what?
2016 J.D. Vance.
I'd tune in for that.
By the way, people have been defending Kamala's laugh, which is magic.
Yeah.
And also women that laugh and also snort like I do. Well. So there. All right. So we have a lot to get to. It's Man Meat Wednesday. We have Bob Seska, Malcolm Nance, and Carlos Alzraki.
Yep.
Did I mention Malcolm Nance on panel next for New York City Sexy Liberal, along with the cast of Ben-Hur and the cast of Gandhi?
You're traveling 2 weekends in a row.
And then we're in Chicago for a week, which is going to be lit.
I'm going to be there, too. So, yeah.
Trust me, we're working. We have our Chicago diehards, Representative Jan Schakowsky and Jill Weinbags for Chicago. But as I've said, soft yes from Jamie Harrison. He's a little busy right now. I'm not going to bother him this week to confirm.
He's got a lot on his plate.
Got a little bit going on. And there's another super gigantic, ginormous big name that I can't confirm right this second, but trust me, Chicago is going to be blam. Watch our convention bounce.
Chicago will be brat.
Okay. Can you leave that with Fetch? Could you keep...
But it's what the kids are saying. Do we want kids there or not?
Yeah. By the way, oh, my God, it's not just anecdotal. Young voter registration is going through the roof. It's not. But anecdotally, people are writing about their kids. Mm-hmm. And just they've never seen. And people are starting to say they're getting that 2008 feeling, which is kids are talking about hope again. Yeah. You know, I mean, it's amazing.
So keep
and the president's the president. And I'm going to warn you right now. A lot of crying. I'm going to be crying tonight, crying tomorrow when we play the president's address to the nation tonight. All right.
So keep saying brat and bring the kids in.
Okay. 20 minutes. Ring the bell. School's in, sucker.
No. Oh, my God. No.
Oh, the kids aren't saying that?
No, they're
since
not.
Since MC Hammer said it in 1991. Yeah. Whatever. 20 minutes.
You weren't even born yet. Or were you? I can't remember.
I'm too old to be Kamala Harris's vice president.
Yeah.
Running mate. I'm a couple years older. That's cool. Okay, 20 minutes after the hour. Kamala and Mamala, people like it. I'm just saying. It's a ticket. 20 minutes after the hour. This portion of the show brought to you by my morning kick.
Uh-huh.
Thanks for reminding me of my schedule. Two East Coast trips in a row.
Yep.
For Sexy Liberal in a week in Chicago. OMG. I'm telling you, I can feel it. It's not, often people go, it's almost like, I don't really know if they're working.
Right.
I'm telling you, not only is this delicious strawberry lemonade flavor, I can feel it. It has 10 supplements in one. You absorb stuff better through liquid anyway, but it nourishes my body, supports my gut health, boosts my energy. It is, I just know my performance on my bike, on hiking, you name it, is better. It is a game changer for me. If you want to feel better, gain energy, enhance your overall well-being, roundhouseprovisions.com. Type in the code Stephanie or text Stephanie to 511-511. Either way, you get 40% off and a 90-day satisfaction guarantee. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product's not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Text fees may apply.
The only place in America where dissent is still allowed. It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
Cesar Milan. People are always commenting on how happy and healthy my dogs are. One of the reasons is the food my dogs eat.
Dr. Marty's Nature's Blend is a premium freeze-dried raw dog food designed to support your dog's health, happiness, and lifespan.
Their jaws are more flexible, their teeth are cleaner, and their coat shinier. And why they seem more youthful even as they age.
I'm veterinarian Dr. Marty Goldstein. I've helped countless dogs thrive with one simple concept. Your dog needs a high meat diet. It's similar to what their ancestors ate in the wild.
Dr. Marty created Nature's Blend using 50 years of nutritional research and experience, helping dogs make incredible turnarounds. Save up to 54% off Nature's Blend and get a free bag of Cod Krispies, their wild-caught, ultra-crunchy cod skin treats. Go to drmartypets.com/Miller or text Miller to 511-511.
Your order is backed with a 90-day guarantee.
All dogs are unique. Your dog results can and will vary. Message and data rates may apply.
When it comes to protecting your loved ones, you need a home security system you can trust. SimpliSafe Home Security combines cutting-edge technology, advanced sensors, and cameras guard against threats to your home and family. And with exclusive 24/7 live guard technology, SimpliSafe monitoring agents respond within 5 seconds of receiving your alarm, seeing and speaking to intruders to stop them in their tracks. They can even warn them the police are on the way. With no long-term contracts or hidden fees, SimpliSafe earns your trust every day by keeping you safe and satisfied, but never locked in. It's no wonder SimpliSafe was named Best Home Security System by U.S. News & World Report for 5 years running. Join the countless amount of listeners who found peace of mind with SimpliSafe. Head on over to simplisafe.com/Stephanie and save 20% on a new system today. That's SimpliSafe. .com/Stephanie. There's no safe like SimpliSafe. SimpliSafe.com/Stephanie. Go do it now. Get some peace of mind.
Donald Trump brags he nominated the justices who overturned Roe v. Wade, getting rid of the constitutional right to abortion.
Well, I did something that nobody thought was possible. I got rid of Roe v. Wade. For 54 years, they were trying to get Roe v. Wade terminated, and I did it, and I'm proud to have done it.
Donald Trump not only took away abortion rights, he wants to monitor pregnant women and punish those who seek an abortion. Just listen.
Do you believe in punishment for abortion, yes or no, as a principle?
The answer is that there has to be some form of punishment.
For the woman?
Yeah.
Banning abortion, monitoring and punishing women. That's how far Trump might go in a second term. Visit abetterwisconsintogether.org/TrumpMonitor to tell Donald Trump his views on abortion are too extreme for Wisconsin. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together, Inc.
Keeping you informed, entertained, and connected to your local community. Here's Terry Barr with the Civic Media Radio Network.
It is a 1,200-mile footpath started in the 1950s and now running through 30 Wisconsin counties. The Ice Age Trails PR director, Melissa Pyrick, says one group of hikers describes it best.
They started in St. Croix Falls, so they kind of did this North Woods, which is very rural and rustic. And they said they couldn't believe once you get down into the southern part of the state, especially Dane County, all of a sudden it turns into prairies and it's just beautiful.
The trail continues south to Janesville, then back to the northeast and up to Sturgeon Bay. It is also one of just 11 in the country designated as a national scenic trail. Learn more about it in your area at iceagetrail.org. Until next time, I'm Terry Barr.
Gov, a message from the law.
Stephanie Miller.
It is the Stephanie Miller Show. Welcome to it. Yeah, Amy Siskind about the first poll showing Kamala Harris pulling ahead. There's a couple others I think that have Trump a little bit ahead, but she's still doing better than Biden was in those polls. Right. It is already narrowing. I mean, when have you seen that? We're not even a day in. Monday, she, secured the nomination. But anyway, Amy said this is a very good first sign because likely many people are not paying attention yet or don't know her at all. And the Republicans got no convention bounce. Wow. And as I said, not only Bumbles bounce, where do you watch ARC bounce? Right?
Didn't I ever tell you about Bumbles? Bumbles bounce!
Yeah, Bumbles and Democrats.
Yes.
Mary tweeted, in November, I want to cry like I did in 2008, not like I did in 2016. I understand the assignment. Oh, my God, I love these tweets. Everybody's like, oh, my God, I'm hope-scrolling instead of doom-strolling. I'm not sure how to behave.
There's a lot of racism out there, though. Racism and
misogyny. Oh, you retweeted one.
Yeah.
That was awful. I'm telling you, it's only going to strengthen her, which is what I love about it.
Somebody
did a thing with her.
I'm not with her.
And then said, oh, but I need a cleaning lady. I hear she's good on her knees.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, that's what we're going to be up against.
Exactly.
And it's, I don't know why, Chris. I find it glorious. I'm telling you, every time they do it, it is going to mobilize another young voter, another person of color, another decent person
like
you and me.
Yeah.
Ay, ay, ay. Karen in Chicago. Boo, boo, foo, foo. Hello.
Hey, good morning. Yeah, they can't make up their mind. It's like Kamala's not black, Kamala, you know, and then they go on the racist attacks. They don't have their game together at this point. And I'm loving all of the awesome images of Kamala and sharing that. You can, just so everybody knows, you can go and you can volunteer to create social media content, create content in other places, and host events and things like that. Please, everybody, all hands on deck. And one thing that I saw on Facebook that I loved, it's no longer our job to wake up the sheep. It's time to wake up the other lions.
Yeah.
And that's exactly what we need to do.
Our friend Dana Goldberg won Twitter. She said, looks like black is going to be the new orange. I mean, come on.
Yeah.
I can't wait. And I love it. I love the prosecuting Trump angle.
Yeah. Oh, God.
I just love it. It's so wonderful. I'm so happy.
Yeah.
Love you guys.
I love you back. Oh, my God. So much. And she didn't, for once, didn't I'm not need a helmet for the hard break. What has happened?
I don't know. Something weird's going on.
What has happened here?
Oh,
what?
There's hope.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, that's what Tracy tweeted. It's really weird. For us, politics feels like suddenly feels like hope for the first time. It doesn't feel like we're totally screwed. My 19-year-old. I mean, wow. Something has happened.
Yep.
And something's going to be dead.
Yep.
Is my point.
Yeah.
Noted hot nerd, Bob Seska, next.
Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX. This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Wisconsin Republicans say they want to know how much Kamala Harris knew about President Biden's fitness for office and if she helped hide his decline. U.S. Senate candidate Eric Hovde.
When did she know that the decline was happening with Joe Biden, that he wasn't capable of running for the presidency? And if he is not capable of running for the president, then he is not capable of being the president.
Wisconsin GOP Chair Brian Schibing says Harris is being anointed the presumptive nominee without vetting by primary voters. A Manitowoc factory is settling with the state of Wisconsin over air pollution. The owners of Carry Red Arrow Liquid Smoke will pay $85,000 for breaking a number of air pollution laws. Among other things, the state attorney general accused plant operators of not operating pollution control equipment. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Here's what you need to know closer to home.
This is news from WMDX Madison. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. Officials in Sauk County are searching for a man they say is armed and dangerous. It started with an attempted traffic stop last night. That led to a chase, stop sticks, then a crash. Baraboo police say the man started shooting at them, then ran into the woods. One deputy has a minor injury. There was a shelter-in-place order this morning, but that's since been lifted. He was last seen in the woods along Highway 13 in the Water Street area. He was wearing a black T-shirt. The suspect is 32-year-old Jeffrey Edward Miller, with brown, short, or shaved hair and a medium-length beard with tattoos on his face. If you see him, call 911. And if you still need an ID to vote in the August 13th primary, you can get one for free at the DMV. You have to be at least 18 by the next election. You don't need any specialized ID to vote. You can use a driver's license, state ID, military, or student ID card. To learn how to get the right ID to vote, you can go to bringit.wi.gov. And that's what you need to know. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson, WMDX News.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
Mostly cloudy this morning, gradually clearing as we head into the afternoon, and we may catch an isolated shower or thunder shower today. Our high 77. Tonight, partly cloudy, 58. Tomorrow, sunny, 80. We'll get to 82 on Friday, then warmer and more humid with highs in the mid-80s for the weekend. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it is 66.
Hi, welcome to Staples.
Hi, my son's teacher emailed his back-to-school list. He needs crayons and a comp book for every subject.
Okay, no problem. With Staples Hot Deals, you'll find super low prices on hundreds of items for back to school.
Oh, now they're saying he needs folders and glue.
You got it.
And markers?
Of course.
Oh, geez.
Can we get a cart, please?
Save big on back to school with Staples Hot Deals. Right now, 24-pack Crayola crayons and comp books are only 50 cents each at Staples. Ends 8/24, in-store only, limit 30.
Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX has an opening for an account executive in our Madison office. In this position, you'll help connect our loyal and engaged audience to local businesses. This is an outside sales position, so experience in business-to-business, prospecting, and closing local businesses is important. Our portfolio of solutions for advertisers includes radio, podcasting, and digital solutions. Learn more and apply online. Go to civicmedia.us, click on About Us, and work with us.
Pete Schwaba.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome Matt Gable, the general manager of the Meyer Theater here in Green Bay, and comedian Jake Snell joins me to discuss the upcoming Madison Comedy Week.
Nightlight with Pete Schwaba, weeknights 7 till 9.
underagedrinking.samhsa.gov.
country backward. He and his extreme Project 2025 agenda will weaken the middle class. Like, we know we got to take this seriously. Can you believe they put that thing in writing? Read it. It's 900 pages. But here's the thing. When you read it, you will see Donald Trump intends to cut Social Security and Medicare.
Oh, damn. Damn, she's good. Yeah. Oh, God. Funny, smart, fantastic.
Oh, yeah.
Electric. I just feel like this is for hot nerds everywhere. Let's see. Bowers tweeted, not to be too cheesy, but it feels like we're the resistance about to blow up the Death Star. Oh, look, here's a hot nerd. Speaking of dreamy, hunky men, why, Bob Seska joins us now.
We interrupt this program to bring you a special broadcast.
You're cute, and I love you, Bob Seska.
Where are you coming from?
Bob is calling us from Washington.
You Seska thing.
Go ahead.
Washington, D.C.
Just follow the money.
Hi, hot nerd. Hi.
Hi, I got a question for you. Is that the first time you've ever said the words Death Star?
No, it is not. I know what it is. And how apropos is it that Mark Hamill will join us on Sexy Liberal Panel in L.A. and possibly somewhere else?
What? Are you allowed to say that?
I wasn't supposed to yet, but okay. Hi, Bob.
Hi. Do I need to book another flight to somewhere else where Mark Hamill is going to be?
Yes. Yes.
See, I was just thinking about this, Stephanie, about the ear, the spider that's nested in your ear.
Stop. We have enough D's in this bag. Stop supporting Chris LaVoy's ear spider theory. I'm already freaking out. I have to go to my regular doctor. I can't wait for the Kaiser thing because I'm getting on a plane and my eardrum's going to explode like the Death Star, Bob says.
Well, you know, there might be an upside to this. If it's radioactive, you might get superpowers.
This is true.
So, if it's a radioactive spider,
Bob just told me to hang walls. Try hanging meat outside my ear to see if it
draws the spiders out.
With some meat.
Shut up, Bob. Yeah. Okay.
Like a cookie or something, maybe.
Right.
It is not spider eggs. Yeah. I think it's a
fly. A dead fly.
Yeah, a dead fly. That'll look attractive.
Can we get Jeff Goldblum on the phone to lure it out?
That's right.
Oh, Bob.
God.
All right.
Yes,
here's the thing.
Fly.
Even though you are a big D in a bag of D's this morning with Chris. I just want to say we are political soulmates because I just said this yesterday. I think you retweeted Ellie Mistal, who will join us, New York Sexy Liberal. In a couple of weeks, right? August 3rd. When is it? August 3rd. But this is what I said, you know, and I said, for Angela can explain this better. They'll be on tomorrow this week because we're all flying to Atlanta on Friday. But Ellie said, I think we can sum up why black people have coalesced around Harris in a few days, whereas the community didn't in 2020, in one word, pragmatism. Black voters are the most pragmatic voting bloc. We're interested in who has the best chance to mitigate white harm. And that's what Frangela said. Like, Jim Clyburn gave us the assignment. Like, Frangela voted for Biden in California. I voted for, because I'm a lame-ass, happy-clappy white girl, I voted for Elizabeth Warren. But Frangela said, it's like, he was like Mel Gibson in Braveheart. He's like, hold. It's not after Hillary. It's not time yet. Right?
Yeah.
Biden's a safe choice. He will pick her. He'll be the bridge. And damn if Jim Clyburn wasn't right on the money, Bob.
Absolutely.
It's like, we will get to the promised land, just wait. And now here we are. She's the right person, and it's the right time.
Yeah, and you know what? Look, I'm sitting here surprised. I will absolutely do the mea culpa about the Democratic reaction. I thought for sure that right in the midst of Democrats in disarray, that there might be more disarray if we were to do something crazy here.
When
and
I was
that
in D.C.,
has not happened,
when I was,
gratefully.
When I was in D.C., I'm walking up the Potomac on my cell phone with Bob Seska. We're both freaking out.
River.
Holy crap, what are we doing? We're shooting ourselves in the foot. I'm screaming all the way up the Potomac, talking to you on the phone.
Yeah, we were talking on the phone, and then randomly I just fell into a ditch. It was crazy. How did this happen?
No, you didn't. you just right. You retweeted. Biden Harris. Kamala headquarters. Vice President Harris. Who believe in reproductive freedom will stop Donald Trump's extreme abortion bans because we trust women to make decisions about their own body. And when Congress passes a law to restore reproductive freedoms, as President of the United States, I will sign it into law. She is the perfect vessel post Roe. That's the other thing people forget about Hillary. She tried to warn us, she tried to tell us, but that was before Roe fell. We're in a whole different period and perfect storm for a lot of reasons, aren't we? And she's like, the prosecutor against the felon is perfect, and a woman in Rovember is perfect.
Yeah, you couldn't script this better. It makes me start to believe in the simulation theory of the universe. Like, this is all just a big computer simulation.
Yeah.
But it's true. There's something that's poetic about the fact, not only that, but the fact that Kamala Harris, the prosecutor nominee, if she wins, or I should say when she wins, she is going to clear the way for these other prosecutors like Fani Willis and Jack Smith to continue their prosecutions against Donald Trump. There's something serendipitous about that. It just all seems to fit together. It's
incredible. I've had several spontaneous orgasms thinking about who the attorney general is going to be.
Same. Yeah. Should we be admitting
this
on the radio?
I don't know. I think she will expand the Supreme Court. I think there are all kinds of things.
Yeah.
If we get to work and we get her majorities. By the way, you retweeted, because the Bob Seska rule, don't get happy. No matter what happens with the polls, you said we have doors to knock on, we have people to talk to, we have phone calls to make, and we have an election to win. So we do it. It's 100 days, Bob. That's the part you and Kimberly and I were like, oh, let's get back to the refrigerator. Oh, my God, we're blowing this. It's only 100 days.
Yeah.
I mean, and it's true. Historically, it's been suicidal, as we talked about, to do this late. But this is a whole different year and a whole different perfect storm, isn't it?
Yeah. And you know, that pressure cooker, I think, has had an effect in all this, too. The pressure of, oh, God, what's going to happen next has now. It's sort of like when you're in turbulence on an airplane. And I don't mean to bring this up as you're about to get on a plane this weekend.
Great. Maybe my spiders will at least. It'll knock my spiders.
It'll hatch. They'll make them hatch.
Yeah, right. It's like the turbulence will shake the spider out of your ear. All those little eggs. They're like, get me off of this plane. This is crazy. Yeah, and then there'll be a whole Sam Jackson movie.
And then they land the plane.
Because
the person next to me, there's spiders coming out of that lady's ear.
Okay.
And then you have to land in Omaha.
The spider's in my ear.
Right.
Go ahead. I'm sorry.
But it's really like you're in turbulence on an airplane and things are falling out of the overhead compartments and the masks are coming down, dangling on those little tubes, and there's babies screaming. And then suddenly it stops and everything is smooth sailing. That's exactly what we've gone through.
That is perfect, Bob. See, you're so good at this. Like, for you do the leaning back too far in your chair that we've been feeling for how many years. You're right. It's like we were bracing for impact. We were like, oh my God, we're going to do this. There's going to be a convention. There's going to be chaos. Trump's going to win. And then we're like, oh, happy landing. Yeah. It's sunny out.
And again, one of the lessons that we should learn and moving forward is the don't get happy lesson, or just at least observing Donald Trump and the MAGA movement around him.
Yeah.
And they have gotten happy. They've been happy for months now. And that's one of the beautiful things about this, is because Donald Trump thought he was going to be running against, quote unquote, Sleepy Joe.
They broke the Bob Seska rule. That's right.
Yeah. And so he thought he could phone in this entire campaign. He could be a part-time campaigner, only do one rally a week, not really put any effort behind the campaign, just kind of sleepwalk his way through the whole thing and win on the other side. Well, now he's going to have to do some things, and he doesn't want to do it. He wants to play golf with whoever that was he was playing golf with on video. We've all seen.
And by the way, our friend Michelangelo Signorelli, I mean, he said Trump really thought we would just let him win. He doesn't understand the resolve of the majority of Americans. Yeah. He will lose, and he will go to prison. I mean, that's exactly, you can almost, like, hear it in his sputtering. Like, Bob, they got nothing. They're like, lawsuits, we're going to stop the, what did they just file a lawsuit against? You know, it's a campaign violation. Yeah. Kamala can't get the money. Just, they've got no legal grounds for any of it, right?
Right. And the lawsuits, and of course, there are going to be lawsuits.
Right.
That's just telegraphing the fact that they're terrified that Kamala is going to win, that the only way Donald Trump can win is to sue his way out of it. And so what he does with every single one of his court cases, every time he's up against a prosecutor, he tries to sue his way out of trouble. But in this case, it's just a confession that he's terrified of Kamala Harris.
Yeah.
That is one of my favorite things about all of this, is not just the ebullience of the entire coalition of normals right now, but also the fact that the MAGA movement is absolutely freaked the F out.
And Bob, I know, because you are a bigger man than I am, that you are not enjoying at all how J.D. Vance is a drag on the ticket. And you know, Marla Maples has said she would serve as VP. Is that a possibility, that he'll just divorce her like one of his wives, or maybe recycle back in one of the old ones?
Right.
You retweeted Mike, who said, J.D. Vance both looks and acts like a grown-up version of the kid who gets yelled at by Alan Grant in Jurassic Park.
You know what he also looks like? J.D. Vance looks like a foosball man. You ever play foosball?
Those yes.
Little, the little guys with the pudgy little cheeks and
yes.
The weird hair. Yeah, looks like a foosball guy.
I'm going to stick with talking bearded clam. Okay.
That's
and
great.
And a beard is no substitute for lack of jawline.
No, exactly, Chris. Yeah, I love this. Just Ray tweeted, Jamie Raskin just called J.D. Vance a shillbilly, an identifier so accurate and unique that it's now part of Vance's official brand. I mean, yeah. And the fact that we were talking about Elon Musk going, psych, I'm not really giving you $45 million. Even I spot a loser when I see. Oh, my God.
For a brief second, I wanted to run out and buy a Tesla when I heard that news. Just to say, attaboy, you disassociated weirdo. That's great. Perfect.
Yeah, he said, I'm not in a cult of personality. I'm like, oh, really? Now a warning. Yeah. It's only because he's going to lose. That's your biggest indicator. Yes, you are.
Oh, yeah.
You were
yeah,
all in
yeah.
on Trump. You know he's going to lose now.
Right. And once again, Donald Trump was counting his eggs before they hatched. Yeah. He was bragging at his most recent three or four rallies that Elon Musk was going to give him all this money. Whoops, nope, Charlie Brown. Sorry, Charlie.
Dollar bill on a string. Whoop, where's the slide whistle? Mm-hmm. Dollar bill on a string. Sorry, fatty.
That's right.
Here.
Mm-hmm.
How about
Charlie
this,
Brown and Lucy
how about this
and
hamburger?
Football.
Nope. We deserve
beautiful.
We deserve this joy,
do.
Bob.
We deserve to laugh. Yeah, America deserves to laugh after the summer that we've had, because this has been absolutely, beyond belief in terms of stress following all of this. Talk about leaning too far back in your chair and almost falling over.
Yeah.
That's been this entire summer so far. And finally, we get some relief here and some hope and some energy. The feeling is just electric right now. I am so relieved to have been wrong about this.
Mm-hmm.
You have no idea. Whenever I make these negative prognostications, these negative forecasts, I always try to say, well, look, I really hope I'm wrong about this.
Yeah.
And I am this time,
except you say,
sure.
I hope I'm Chris LaVoie on this, but
hey.
That's right. We should have listened to Chris. We should have listened to Rude. We should have. Well, maybe not so much Carlos, but,
No, not Carlos.
Carlos.
Carlos is still hanging on to that little Westmore straw I saw. He's still hoping for VP.
That's right. Hey, look, I voted for Westmore. Westmore is my governor. I love Westmore.
Oh, he's terrific. He's terrific.
Yeah, right, he is.
Yeah. What was I going to say? I just tweeted Saturday. I saw you retweeted me still riding with Biden with my bike club, with my Major Taylor.
That's adorable.
Shut up. Anyway. But I'm on the phone with Bob 2 weeks ago. I'm like, my psychic says he's going to drop out in 2 weeks. I don't want that to be the case. I mean, you and I were both, I think, in Kimberly, a lot of us. And Bob, what else can you say about Joe Biden? I'm going to cry like a baby tonight with his address to the nation. I don't think most Americans, we have experienced an act of patriotism and dignity and whatever you want to call it that we just have witnessed with President Biden.
Right. And there's an element of tragedy, too, because he has had the most successful presidency up to this point. And the shame of it is just in the eyes of many people, he just ran out of runway as far as his age goes.
Yeah.
And so what an awful thing to have to confront, to be in the prime of your political career. And then for, at least half of your entire party going, nope, no more. You're too old. You got to step aside.
Yeah.
I mean, that's a sad thing. And we should be sad about it. We should feel bad for Joe Biden in that respect, because, again, he has done so much for this country. Things that we are going to be seeing playing out for a couple of decades, at least, spending that he's been able to pass, initiatives that he, from the climate crisis on down, infrastructure, lead pipes and so forth. These are things that help people.
Yeah,
that will,
we got to name every one of them Joe Biden, the Joe Biden Bridge, its highway.
Yeah.
I mean,
and then the ultimate sacrifice of saying, hey, you know what, and being self-aware enough to be able to say, okay, we have to pass the torch, and it's a beautiful thing, and we should all honor his presidency and respect what he's been able to do with very, very little, with a 50-vote majority in the Senate. Incredible.
And by the way, I gave a shout-out to AOC for stopping this effery by blowing the whistle that some people wanted to push Harris out, too. Malcolm Nance retweeted someone who said, Dark Brandon pulled a straight okey-doke on the elites by blocking their plans for a ticket without Kamala. First, he endorsed her within his withdrawal. Then states began to release delegates to her. The biggest middle fingers was when all the governors on their list endorsed her.
Yep.
Everybody that they were speculating in their fantasy football league was like, nope, with her. And I'm so proud of my party. I really am.
Oh, yeah, me too. I have to think that Joe Biden was on the phone during most of that time where he was recovering from COVID, talking to delegates, talking to party leaders and saying, look, if I'm going to do this, you have to guarantee that everyone's going to line up behind Kamala Harris because I'm not going to do it otherwise. This has to be, we have to be an array. That's the goal here.
And he was right.
That he had done.
Because that's why I thought, oh, maybe resigning would have been better because then she's president. They can't do it. But, you know, Jody said it best that they know they wouldn't approve a VP pick. She'd be without a VP. It would weaken her, would weaken the Democrats. Mm-hmm. And guess who's next in line then? Mike Johnson. You know, I mean, he did it absolutely perfectly, as he's done so many things. Anyway, but yeah, I said to you on the phone, I said, I'm biased because this is the only swag I bought in 2020 was Kamala. You know, the only fundraiser I went to was Kamala. So I'm beyond thrilled.
Yeah, I voted for her in the Maryland primary in 2020. Kamala Harris was my first choice. Then it was Elizabeth Warren. We kind of
me too.
We all went through that process.
Yeah, me too. And I voted for Liz because Kamala was out by California. But Bob, do not let them steal our joy. This is fantastic, and you've been a big part of this.
Seriously, enjoy this. Yeah, absolutely.
All right, love you. Mwah. Bob Seska show. I never
Bye-bye.
Miss a minute of it. I seriously don't.
Yep.
Sexyliberal.com. 50 minutes after the hour. This portion of the show brought to you by. What's that?
Is that an unsolicited tweetimonial?
Indeed it is. You printed this so you can tell from the big print that it's tweet.
It is a tweet.
It's a tweetimonial.
Well,
it has an email.
A box around it.
Right.
Right.
Janine tweeted, Steph, the good news is my 6 bottles of Chateau August Rosé arrived yesterday. The bad news is I may drink them all today. Can you get more offer codes, maybe other varietals? I think I may go through a lot of them by November. Hashtag anxiety.
Hey,
yes, they have make some amazing reds, but I'm telling you right now for summer, I have said this over and over, best rosé I've ever tasted, and I've went through 5 different friends who said the same thing, that they're not necessarily rosé people.
Right.
Best rosé they've ever tasted, and an amazing price. It's from France. It's you know how disloyal and how fast I dropped my California wine industry just like that. Produced in Bordeaux, France, the most famous wine region in the world, Chateau August Grand Rosé. Oh my God, it is just—it's that pale pink color. It's just—I'm a Chardonnay girl, and this is my favorite now. It won the top 5 awards at the Paris Wine Cup: best wine by varietal, gold medal, best in show by quality, organically grown, hand-picked grapes, no colorings or flavorings. You can taste that. The grapes are hand-picked with stems attached to prevent premature oxidation, keep the wine as fresh as possible. Damien, the winemaker, we talked to the other day. He plays music to his vines.
That's high tech.
It's science, man. Yep. Right now, SiriusXM listeners, my listeners can get over 50% off by going to vs.wine. That's vs.wine. 6 bottles for only $98 and free delivery. They come with beautiful glasses and a case. It's fantastic. Right now, use the promo code Stephanie, 50% off. Go to vswine, vs.wine. The promo code is Stephanie. Get that Grand Rosé today.
I swear I've seen a lot of stuff in my life, but that was awesome.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
I'm Cesar Millan. People are always commenting on how happy and healthy my dogs are. One of the reasons is the food my dogs eat.
Dr. Marty's Nature's Blend is a premium freeze-dried raw dog food designed to support your dog's health, happiness, and lifespan.
Their joints are more flexible, their teeth are cleaner, and their coat shinier. And why they seem more youthful even as they age.
I'm veterinarian Dr. Marty Goldstein. I've helped countless dogs thrive with one simple concept. Your dog needs a high meat diet. It's similar to what their ancestors ate in the wild.
Dr. Marty created Nature's Blend using 50 years of nutritional research and experience, helping dogs make incredible turnarounds. Save up to 54% off Nature's Blend and get a free bag of Cod Krispies, their wild-caught, ultra-crunchy cod skin treats. Go to drmartypets.com/Miller or text Miller to 511-511.
Your order is backed with a 90-day guarantee.
All dogs are unique. Your dog results can and will vary. Message and data rates may apply.
Life can be stressful, right? Plus the news cycles. It's overwhelming. It's not just your mind that suffers when you're feeling tense and anxious. Stress can make a mess of your digestion and immune system, too. But here's the thing. You can handle it. Introducing Just Calm, the breakthrough new stress-busting formula from Just Thrive. Say goodbye to those frazzled nerves. Say hello to a steady, chill, more relaxed you. Just Calm's exclusive Moon Lifting Blend is clinically proven to help you relax and breathe a little easier in as little as 4 weeks. And for next level mood and immune support, I love my award-winning Just Thrive probiotic. It not only has 1,000 times better survivability than most probiotics, but this spore probiotic banishes bloat and constipation so your gut can produce more serotonin, your happy hormone. Plus, it supports better sleep so you can wake up feeling refreshed and revitalized. For a limited time, you can save 20% off a 90-day bottle of Just Thrive probiotic and JustCom at JustThriveHealth.com with the promo code Stephanie. That's like getting a month for free. Now you can download the Just Thrive episode. Listen to my interview with the founder of Just Thrive, Tina Anderson.
A single ember that escapes from a wildfire can travel over a mile, carrying a world of trouble. It can land, ignite, and destroy your home and community. You can't control where that ember will land, only what happens before it does. With simple things like clearing areas around buildings, knowing community safe zones, and being prepared for wildfires, you could keep this from turning into this. Your home is better protected from wildfire when your whole community is prepared. Visit fireadapted.org for more tips on how to get started adapting your home and community to wildfires. A public service message brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Ranger Station, Ranger speaking.
Hi, I want to report a bear sighting.
Location?
My front door.
Oh, really? And did the bear knock or use the doorbell?
He used the doorbell. It was Smokey Bear.
Now we're getting somewhere.
Yeah, my husband was burning leaves in the yard. He just came inside for a second.
Not a good idea.
Smokey said the same thing. He said to never leave a fire unattended because it could lead to a wildfire.
Yeah, but if it's too hot to touch, it's too hot to leave.
Smokey said that too.
We go way back. I knew him when he was just a cub.
Oh, how cute.
Rangers are many things, ma'am, but cute isn't one of them. Have a nice day. If you see someone in danger of starting a wildfire, step in and make a difference. Because 9 out of 10 wildfires are caused by humans. Brought to you by Smokey Bear, the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council. Learn more at SmokeyBear.com.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
This portion of the Stephanie Miller Show brought to you by Cook Unity. You know what's exciting now? A, I'm a bad cook. B, I'm too excited to cook. I can't miss a moment of the news cycle. Cookunity.com/liberal or put in liberal before checkout for 50% off your first week of Chef to You service, delivering locally sourced meals from award-winning chefs right to your door. Here's the magic words again. No cooking required.
That's the best part.
Oh, my God, and the variety. It is just hell on earth for a Libra. Oh, my God. You can order as many as 16 meals a week, and they have everything. Vegan, paleo, pescatarian, gluten-free, and more. That you can filter for anything. You have an amazing amount of options, and every meal is handcrafted by chefs and made in local micro kitchens, not large production facilities. Chef quality meals every week delivered right to your door. Cookunity.com/liberal, and you get if you type in that liberal code at checkout, you get 50% off your first week. 50% off your first week. Do it. Type in the code liberal. Cookunity.com/liberal. Okay. As I was mentioning, I know it's early, brand new polling. It was Ipsos Reuters shows Kamala Harris leading Trump by 2 points. Let's go. You don't think that's bothering Trump, do you, that poll?
Oh.
Do you think he'll have any, maybe he'll have any thoughts on that? So much whining on the other side.
So much ketchup being thrown.
Stop whining. Get back in the chopper. We're going winning. It's going to terminate the Republican Party. Things of this nature. Consider this a divorce from fascism. All right. Malcolm Nance and Carlos Alzraki all coming up on Man Meat Wednesday on the Stephanie Miller Show.
Mad Radio WMDX, Madison's home for the John and Gordy Show.
Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody, joining us for a Hump Day edition next time on the show, our old friend Pat Kreitlow from Up North News and much more. Be here.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2.
Hump Day!
Lake Ridge Bank presents Atwood Fest on Madison's East Side. Enjoy live music on three stages from local, national, and international artists, with plenty of food and craft vendors along Atwood Avenue, from Tex Tubs to Monty's Blue Plate. And bring the kiddos for Kids Fest, but don't bring the puppers. Leave your pets at home. Three stages, 30 bands over 2 days on Madison's East Side. It's time for Atwood Fest, Saturday and Sunday, July 27th and 28th. For a full music schedule, log on atwoodfest.com. Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app. You're listening to Mad Radio.
WMDX 1580 AM Columbus, W224 EG Madison,
and always streaming on the Civic Media app.